Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge. Today, we journey northwest to the village of Palatine as we continue WGN Radio's Your Hometown Tour. Ride with us all day as we explore Palatine, a village you just may want to call your hometown.
And it's the home of Spunky Dunkers Donuts. And from Spunky Dunkers, Frank Dazowitz is with us. Frank, thanks for coming in today. What's the history of your business?
Yeah, thanks for having me. First of all, it's been a real pleasure being seeing you in person and watching you on TV growing up. That was really, really kind of cool.
Well, you got to get a more exciting life, Frank. you guys have been around a long time.
We've been around. So the actual building itself has been around since the 60s. My mom worked there as a teenager when it was Mr. Donut, actually, and decided to buy it in the mid-80s, I think it was 86, and changed the name around 88.
Probably changed the menu, too.
The menu stayed fairly, it stayed about the same, but we did add in recent years. My aunt makes this amazing homemade buttercream, and you know, I travel a lot, and I was out, and there was this, I always have to go to a local donut shop wherever I'm at. That's my thing. Mm-hmm. And I had this really good donut, which is very rare because I feel like ours are the best. So, and I came back. I said, "Mom, you know, this buttercream donut I had was really phenomenal. And Aunt Sherry makes the best buttercream I've ever had in my life. Like, why can't we put it in?" So we did that now, and we have a buttercream donut, and it's my aunt's recipe.
I bet that's the number one seller.
It's one of our top sellers. Everybody loves that one. I like to brag that I invented that donut.
go with it. We won't tell.
But it's funny because my kids are like, "No way, Dad." You know, like, they don't like to believe anything, you know, that has anything positive to do with their father.
Well, where did the name come from?
So that's another funny story. So I remember being at the table when they were. So they knew that they wanted to change the name. It was Mr. Donut, as I said, and they wanted to change the name and start their own franchise, so to speak. So we put out. This was before social media, so everything was kind of word of mouth back then. You know, in the mid-80s. So I said, "Hey, you know, help us name our donut shop. You know, give us a name and put a suggestion box out front." Thousands and thousands. I mean, the village, this Palatine has just been a wonderful, wonderful community. They've been overwhelmingly grateful. We're just, you know, the love and support that we feel from them daily is immense. So, but they stuffed these boxes full of names and potential names, and the winner got a free dozen donuts every week for a year if we picked your particular name. And I mean, I was young. I was 10, and I remember Spunky Dunkers was in the maybe pile. Now, my mom will disagree, but I remember because I was like, "Spunky Dunkers, that's a funny name." But they put that in the maybe pile. And narrowing it down, they decided that that was the winner. And
did you ever get the backstory of why Spunky Dunkers?
Well, I know a little bit about the people that submitted that name. Is they had, I believe, I want to say it was a... it was a mechanic shop or something like that, and it was called Spunky something, and they went out of business, and they didn't say that in the note. They went out of business, but they said, "Here, I hope this name does better for you than it did for us."
Yeah.
And so far, it's done really well for us, so we can't thank them enough.
Well, all right. Now, the big question, where's the buttercreams? Are they in this box,
you know,
right here?
I'm not sure what they decided to bring this morning. I didn't have any input, but if I can see, yeah, it's in there.
All right.
So that one, the sprinkle, the chocolate with the sprinkle on top, the fill, that's the buttercream.
You know, if the donuts didn't get here and if the buttercream wasn't there, this interview would never hit the air. You know that, don't you?
I was well aware. I was on the phone. Where is our manager? What's going on?
What's your address there in Palatine, Frank?
It's 20 South Northwest Highway, Palatine Road. It's on the corner of Northwest Highway and Palatine
Road. You sure you work there?
I have a lot of, there's a lot of addresses I have to remember.
I get it. I get it. You're not just slumming around and loafing like I am here. Spunky Dunkers in Palatine. Oh, one more thing. What's with the secret menu?
Oh, yeah. So, once again, I like to take a lot of credit for that, but having traveled a lot, I do love In-N-Out Burgers, and I did steal the idea from them, their secret menu. And I said, why can't we do something like that? So I came up with stuff like when I was a kid working there, it was the greatest job in the world. It's still the greatest job in the world. I mean, listen, I have the great job. I get to promote my family's business and the best donuts in the world. But I would make my own donuts that I like that weren't necessarily on the rack. So, like, I would take a Butter Crunch, which is one of my favorites. It's underrated, and I vanilla ice it and put it in sprinkles and stuff like that. So I decided to make a secret menu based on a lot of the donuts that I just made on my own.
I
that
love
we
it.
Don't actually have on display. But if you go in there and ask for that, yeah, we can make it for you on the spot right there.
Stop into Spunky Dunkers Palatine and say hi to Frank Dazowitz. Ask him not only for the secret menu, but Frank's secret menu. All the best to you. Continued good luck and good business.
Thank you so much. Thanks again for having me. This has been great.
Your hometown. Get your hometown content and submit your suggestions at WGNRadio.com/yourhometown.